Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Just one up. Okay, so I'm listening just like you guys are listening, hanging on for the other side. And what's interesting is, so this woman, and I'm going to say a couple things here, and I'm going to bring it back to the Word of God. Female hunter 36 who boasted of killing and skinning husky pup is a big deal, okay? After mistaking it for a wolf, not guilty, after being cited for animal cruelty. Okay, let me just say this before I show you the pictures. It's okay to murder babies, innocent babies in the womb, according to these devils and those that are setting the narrative. But if you bring about any harm to an animal, it's animal cruelty, and the world needs to know about it. These are the same people that are advocating for the murder of the innocent in the womb. Proverbs 6:17. Also read God's moral law, Exodus 20:13, when you get a moment. The whole world's got to know. The whole world's got to know that she killed a dog. And by the way, when you look at the pictures here, folks, I think she really did think that it was a wolf. Even the way that she's taking pictures, she's a hunter, and I'm not justifying it or condemning it, but it really does look legit. She had it skinned, and she has it at the back of her, on her truck. You just can't make this kind of stuff up. But what bothers me more than what she did, folks, is the narrative. These people in the media, they just keep parroting whatever they're told to say. They just do whatever they are told to do without any question, not even thinking things through. That's how brainless they are. And yet they want you to believe that they're wise. Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and it's exactly what they are. But, and again, I just want to say my first gut feeling, I really do believe she thought she shot a wolf. Okay? But why is that headline news? Because it's a communistic way of viewing things. These are some reprobate devils setting this narrative. You better not hurt an animal. But go ahead and murder as many babies as you possibly can. That is insane. That is insane. I remember when the criminal foreigner sodomite Barack Obama he created tears as if to suggest he was heartbroken over all of those kids that were slaughtered at Sandy Hook. But yet people weren't paying attention to the fact that he was the guy that was in Illinois. He's a plant. We all know he's a plant. But he was appointed to the Senate for 142 days. And while he was there, he voted over 200 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb. I'm not kidding you. This is all factual information. You got to pay attention to these devils, folks. Well, let me just say it this way. These are not the type of people that you can help. They are seriously reprobate. They're at war with God. And it shows you because their willingness to kill human beings. Proverbs 12:10 says the righteous care for the needs of their animals, and rightfully so. Hey, folks, I got some animals. I love them. I take care of them. I feed them. We nurture them. Right. Okay? But it's interesting how the scripture was laid out. It says, the righteous care for the needs of their animals. Here, let me go to King James because I want to hold to that. That was an NIV version, and I'm not sold on it in a NIV in any sense of the word. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast. Okay, is what it says in King James. Proverbs 12:10. And then it says, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. That's right. Isn't it interesting? I mean, as if to suggest, the inspired writer already knew what we were seeing in the present. That's right. See, the Lord knows all things. He's unchangeable. He's in all places at all times. But I just had to highlight that, just again to show you the absolute hypocrisy of these people. They're sick-minded people. And I don't always like using the word sick, but some of them are. I mean, some of these people, and I played the video of the woman that went in, and she went into a chicken diner where everybody was eating chicken, and she started to cry, and she started to write a narrative feeling sorry for the chicken that was on their plates. And she started to cry out, calling the chicken snow. Really, and these are the people, by the way, the mainstream media is looking for, because those are the people that they want you to get behind, because it's the people they get behind. It's really that messed up, folks, to say the least. Here we go. I'm gonna take Diana from Montana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Diana. What say you, my friend?
Hi there. I'd love to join this conversation. Is the world ready, or a group ready, for Bradley Dean?
Yeah.
I would say, for the most part, probably not, because we want to hear smooth things.
That's true, and that's exactly the problem that we're having. But these are the same people that want to hear smooth things, Diana, that are complaining about what's going on in their governments and in their churches. They don't want the resolve. If they wanted the resolve, they'd be ready to do something about it. And that's really the truth of the matter. And I'm talking about a small group of people, by the way, just for the record.
Agreed. Yeah. I agree. And it's very challenging out here, because you know what? If our feet are standing on the rock and they just want to throw rocks, we are in total different camps. I mean, they love the gossip. Oh, this is wrong, that's wrong. But go out and try to do something about it. No, we just want to throw stones. And on the subject of the woman who killed the wolf or dog or whatever
it was.
Now, you know what? We all have a right to self-defense, and I don't care if it's a squirrel attacking you. The thing is, it's going to be toast, and they're going to raise up this cruelty to animals as they slaughter babies without any regard.
Yep.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of PETA and their billboards where a man was swimming in the water and a shark bit his leg. And I'm going to show it to people on social media platforms even now. And what it says on this billboard by PETA, right? It says payback is hell. You can't make this up. So they're at war with mankind, which shows you as to who they are at war with. And we also know that PETA has been a responsible party concerning the slaughter of innocent animals as well. So they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. Diana, I'm going to take a hard break. Yep, I got to take a hard break. I'll come right back on the other side and I'll pick you back up. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go back to Diana in Montana. Diana, go ahead with your question or comment, please. You there? Do we have Diana? Do I have her on hold? I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Diana. Go ahead. Yep, there you are.
Okay. Back in 1 Kings, the story of Jeroboam, who would not return from his evil way, but took the lowest of people to be priests of the high places. And, you know, this is the same thing that we continuously do world over.
Yep.
And I received an email from my aunt, who's a Catholic nun, and it says, vote as if your skin is not white, your parents need medical care, your spouse is an immigrant, your land is on fire, your child is a transgender, your house is flooded, your sister is a victim of gun violence, your brother is gay, your water is unsafe, and your daughter is a sexual assault survivor. Now,
wow.
when we're passing garbage like this around as to vote for one side, I know which side she's on. It would be the same side that the goats go on. But what happens is it could be interpreted from either direction, and people are voting based on these ideals, which are just disgusting.
Yeah. Well, let me say something about what you just read there, Diana. The fact of the matter is that comes from another sick-minded individual, because that's the society that has fallen to iniquity, lawlessness. Those are a people that don't understand love. They don't understand grace. They don't understand mercy. They don't understand what it takes to actually establish what it is that we have today. I'm thinking, you know, when I hear that kind of stuff, why don't we talk to Brittany Griner, who is a prisoner over in Russia right now, who, while in America, refused to stand up for the national anthem. How's that working Okinawa for right now. She's doing everything in her power to get back to America. If America is so bad to these people that complain about it, then leave it. We're good. We'll buy the ticket for you. We'll see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. I'm tired of that mentality, and it is a prime example of what has been raised up in the public school system in America, Diana. I'll give you the last 30 seconds.
Agreed. There's vines. There's a vine from the tree of life, and there's a vine of Sodom. And it is from which one are you eating fruit?
Well, that's right. And that's exactly... Yeah, that's right. I totally appreciate your call, Diana. By the way, Diana, it'd be great to do something out in Montana. We're thinking about going to Colorado right now. We're waiting for the green light there. And I'm trying to see in my mind's eye as to where you're at from Colorado, because I know South Dakota's in our scopes right now, too. So it'd be really cool to hit that part of the United States. So do think of us, Diana, and give us a call when you get some time. And let's see if we can't get something going out there once again in Montana. We have friends out there, Jim White's out there, and others doing this stuff. And it'd be just great to get back out there and get back into the saddle, no pun intended. I just pulled this up, guys, and I want you to see it, just lest you thought I was making this up. And I'm going to get back to the main topic right after this. This isn't government. This is a death cult. But this is the woman that walked inside of a restaurant. And just to show you, if you think this is a game, a little leaving it the whole lump. And that's why we're supposed to leave in the lump. These people belong in mental wards, and yet they're walking inside of restaurants complaining about the chicken that God created that we should eat. As a matter of fact, he commanded us to do so, right? And I don't need to add on to this. This is insane. This is insane. Watch this. This is real. This is not fake. Listen carefully, listeners.
I have a little girl. She was very abused for her entire life. She was terrified. She has a very determined look in her eyes wherever she goes. And she was hurt and abused her entire life because of this establishment. And
she's talking about chickens.
Like it. She was locked away. She was hidden. She had nobody there for her. She was crying. She was scared every single moment. And because her usefulness had run out, she was going to be killed. Someone was going to murder her. And I can see you smiling, and I can see you laughing, but to her this is not funny. I went in there with other humans, and I took her out of there. And if I hadn't, she wouldn't be with me right now.
She's a sick joker, man.
Just like all of her sisters. Just like everybody.
These are the people that mean to rule over you, Americans.
And I'm here to tell you today.
This narrative is driven by the powers that are tolerated.
Everyone who we left behind, they just wanted to live too. And they deserve their lives.
Can you make this up?
Right now, their eggs and their milk and their bodies are on plates inside this restaurant. And that is so unfair to them. My little girl's name is Snow.
She's talking about chickens.
When you see someone eating somebody else's eggs or somebody else's body, you are going to remember her name. Her name is Snow. She's a beautiful little girl, and she just wants to live.
Talking about chickens.
This isn't food. It's violence.
It's violence. Look at this. Look at these other brainless robots.
It's not food. It's violence.
They are that sick.
Please think of her name every time you see somebody's body on a plate. Her name is Snow, and she just wants to live.
Now, I do have to say this, just in all fairness. These are people that are sick. sin is moral, not physical. There's a difference between criminals and sick people. These are mentally ill individuals. And don't doubt what I'm telling you for 1 minute. These are the people that mean to rule in your government. That's exactly what they mean, and it's exactly what they intend to do if they can get there. But we can also see that this is the narrative that's already being driven. Okay? Let me close out my last point before Diana called in, and the point that Diana was making. Are people ready for Bradley Dean? I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal, but I do want to say this in response to the call that God has given me. It reminds me of when Amaziah, the high priest, in going back to Michigan, it's my understanding that the churches all out there, and I've been out there 40-some times now speaking to that state. The Lord is using this ministry to bring an anointing to wake up the people, because what I find and what I understand is there's very far and few between that are out there doing anything about it. And they just happen to be my friends, by the way, concerning those that are. Okay, and they're great people. And they're doing what many others are unwilling to do. But the churches all the well know who Bradley Dean is out there. They don't want me in their churches. Why? Because they don't want their congregants to see what Christianity looks like. That's why. Read Numbers 13 and 14. Look at Joshua and Caleb, and you'll understand perfectly as to how when they went out and got the fruit and came back, the Bible says the children of Israel wanted to stone them. It's exactly what's happening in Michigan today. Now, it also reminds me of, I don't know if we're ready for Bradley Dean to come here. I want you to think about this. Then Amaziah, who is the priest of Bethel, he sent unto Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos, right, the prophet, the burden bearer, that was sent to warn those people. Okay? Amos hath conspired against thee. So we have the churches saying that Bradley Dean going to the governors, going to the powers that are tolerated concerning corruption there. Bradley Dean is here and he's conspired against you. No, I'm not conspiring against anybody. I'm here holding to the Word of God and the Constitution. Period. And if you're violating that or transgressing those laws that are found within, I want to make sure that you don't do it again tomorrow. Okay, period. It's not a conspiracy. It's called being a law-abiding citizen. It's called being a child of God, first and foremost. But isn't it interesting that the high priest stepped into play, went to the king, and told him, Amos has conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel, and the land is not able to bear all of his words. That's exactly what we have endured in this ministry. Okay? Guess what came back to Amos right after this high priest went and told the king that? The Lord said to Amos, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their land. Also Amaziah said unto Amos, Go thou, seer, go, flee away into the land of Judea, and there eat bread, and prophesy there. In other words, shut your mouth. We don't want to hear the word of the Lord, although we claim to be the children of God. Then he said in verse 14, he said, Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, Go prophesy unto my people Israel. Now listen to the word of the Lord that came unto Amos. Your wife to Amaziah shall be a harlot in the city, your sons and your daughters shall fall by the sword, and thy land shall be divided by line, and thou shalt die in a polluted land, and Israel shall surely go into captivity forth of his land. Which one do you think we should do? Take heed to the word of the Lord, or do you think we should war against it? Doesn't work out for those people very well, does it?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says close to 26 million Americans have applied for student loan forgiveness and 16 million applications will soon be approved. The Biden administration earlier this year rolled out plans to cancel $10,000 for most student loan borrowers. However, the plan is facing a legal challenge from six Republican-led states, which has temporarily stopped the administration from starting to forgive the debt. The top Republican in the House says his party won't make cuts to Social Security if they win the election next week.
Here's a commitment to America. What does it say in there? To save and strengthen Social Security and Medicare. This simply means is we're not touching it.
California's Kevin McCarthy insisted Democrats are desperate as they bring up this line of attack so close to the election. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so let's get to it, folks. Again, this is your radio show, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And the reason I'm saying that is because I'd rather hear from you now than when I get into the topic. So if you got something to say about what we have talked about up to this point, please give us a call. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so let's get over to this. The purpose of government, especially those that listen to the show, already understand the purpose of government and the function of government. Maintain order, not create disorder. Condemn the wicked, justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Not to condemn the righteous and justify the wicked. This is what you're seeing today. And to restrain men from sin, 1 John 3, 4. Not to advocate for transgressors. Just the opposite. Read Isaiah 5:20. It's exactly what you're seeing today. Folks, there is so much stuff out there that you hear on the radio all day, and you think for some reason or another it is the proper function of government. Job growth. Not there, folks. Show me in the Constitution. What's going on over in China? What's going on over in Russia? What's going on over in the Ukraine? So on and so forth. What is that any of our business? And furthermore, they're stealing our money and supporting those Nazis in the Ukraine, the sodomites in Ukraine. Oh, Bradley, that's just crazy. That's not what the mainstream media told me. Oh, wait a second. I thought you said you didn't believe them. Oh, no, I'm telling you the truth. I've showed you the videos. Guy's a comedian actor. They used to play the piano with his genitalia, his male appendage, and he would sit back and laugh about it. He's an actor who played a president, a world leader, and voila, just before you knew it, folks, he just magically moves into that position. He's a sodomite. What part does the American government have to take in stealing our money and paying those guys? How many countries do you see, and I said this last week, and I want to say it again, how many countries do you see making their workers raise money to support America? You don't. Okay, so I can go on to education. Government doesn't have any part to play in education. None. Zero. They don't have any business there, folks. They don't have any business in saying, you know what, we need to tax the people more for climate change. It doesn't say anything about stealing our money and creating the United Nations the way that they have. It doesn't say anything about stealing our money and paying for babies to be murdered. I mean, folks, I can go on and on and on and on. And 98% of what you see today, as you would think is the norm concerning federal and state government, is none of their business, and it is not in their work detail constitutionally, in any sense of the word. So when I highlight this isn't government, it really isn't American government. They've never been given the constitutional authority to steal money. Hey, by the way, folks, all these vaccines that they're telling you to come in to the local Walmart or the CVS stores saying, come on in and get your free vaccine. It wasn't free. The American people that work paid for it. Do you think that for some reason or another, the government and Joe Biden and the likes of his criminal administration are sitting around writing out checks paying for all of this? Because there's some people that really do believe that. Well, you are misled. Besides being very constitutionally ignorant. Government is the great fiction through which everybody endeavors to live at the expense of everybody else. This is self-inflicting what we're seeing. By the way, Frederick Bastiat said that, and he's exactly right. It's at the expense of the state. The state gets its money from the people. And what do they do with that money? They're reallocating it into to so many things that they have no business reallocating those finances into. They've made it their business. And the reason they've made it their business, in all fairness, is because the people have failed to govern themselves under God. And that's what they did. Right in 1 Samuel chapter 8. When they asked for a king. That's why they wanted a king, to do everything for them, because they were unwilling to be a responsible people before God and man. That's the truth of the matter. And again, these are the kind of things, folks, that we got to get a hold of. This isn't government. This is a death cult. So, first things first. Supreme Court Justice Tony Scalia declared, and I need you to hear this. I just watched a debate between Scott Jensen and Tim Walz on the way home 2 days ago from Michigan. And the first thing they started to hit home to seal the deal, both of them. I got to show you this just so you guys can understand to the degree that we are in trouble as a people before God. Before God. I'm going to Numbers 35:33. Okay? The first thing that Tim Walz did, and Scott Jensen, Mr. Flip-Flopping Jensen, the first thing that they did was give the people the misinformation saying that they have no constitutional right to put a stop to abortion or to ban abortion. Here's the truth of the matter. And Justice Scalia rightly declared when he said the Constitution contains no right to abortion. Both of them did their best to seal the deal on the state of Minnesota. And when I heard them both say it, that we're not here to change it. No, we're here for women's rights, and they can kill at will. They can do whatever they want with their bodies. But if a woman saith, the hypocritical Supreme Court, where a man kills a pregnant woman, it's double homicide. And again, people don't think about it. And what is abortion? 93% of abortion is the murder of unwanted babies. Okay, what do they always hide behind? The 3% for medical reasons. Just think about all of the money that's been taken out of the taxpayers' coffers while the government forces you to pay for the murder of the innocent in the womb. It has nothing to do, folks, with the health of the mother or the child. It has everything in the world to do with genocide. And that's exactly what it's been about. And that's exactly what Scott Jensen reinforced. And he's completely off base. And what's scary about all of you Jensenites out there, you better hold this guy, his feet to the fire. Because this guy flip-flops worse than a carp when he's caught thrown on the side of the beach concerning which direction he's going to go. I've even heard him say he's going to listen to what the people say. No, no, no. I want to tell you something, folks. I'm not here to listen to what the people say. I'm here to uphold the Word of God. Okay, we don't need Aaron, we need Moses. We don't need Aaron, we need Moses. Okay? Both Tim Walz and Scott Jensen in the state of Minnesota reinforced the unconstitutionality concerning the murder of the innocent in the womb. And right when I heard it, I said, okay, you're sealing the deal for judgment upon this state. Well, Bradley, that's a little harsh. No, that's scripture. Numbers 35:33. So you shall not pollute the land wherein you are, for blood it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it, and the accomplices of them that have allowed it before God. Bradley, what does that have to do with me? Well, I'm going to go over to 2 Kings, and I'm going to go over to 24, verse 4, and I want you to listen to a faithful king during that particular time named Josiah, who did everything that the Lord told him to do when he revealed or when he was divulged the information found in the Torah. He did everything that the Lord told him to do. But the Lord stopped at the very end and said in 2 Kings 24, verse 4, and also for the innocent blood that is shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. For every politician that you let allow to seal the deal concerning, isn't it interesting? These same people that are saying it's a constitutional right to murder innocent babies in the womb, they're the same politicians that are bringing in the illegals to take advantage of your country on your dime. I mean, what is it that the American people need spelled out for them? This is insane. They're alluring illegals to come into America. They're breaking the law. Okay? And they would prefer that you kill your own babies within the borders of this country and open the borders to illegals. See, that's called making them the head and you the tail. That is another part of God's judgment upon a disobedient nation. But I want to go back and say this, because we're going to talk about Whitmer really quick, and this applies to the United States of America concerning it's a death cult. It totally is. It's a total death cult. When they advocate what God clearly condemns, they are acting in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution, and that on so many levels. Scalia said, the Constitution contains no right to abortion. Tim Walz is responsible for the blood of millions. Jensen is teeing himself up to do the same exact thing because he doesn't want to rock the boat. He wants to do whatever he needs to do to get into that position, that smug little joker. And listen to me carefully, because I know people are getting mad right now, and good, I'm doing my job. He reminds me of somebody in high school that thinks he's getting one over on everybody else, he's smarter than everybody else, but yet everybody in the classroom sees him for exactly who he is. That's Scott Jensen. That's exactly who he is. Folks, we're going to come right back. 1-866-582-9933. This isn't government. This is a death cult. It's exactly what it is. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello everyone, this is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, so let's get this through, folks. This isn't government. This is a death cult, and it's exactly what it is. And I want to take it a step further. What we're seeing in the state of Michigan right now is nothing short than a provocation to war. They're testing the people to see how far they can go, and I suspect when they do the unthinkable, because, friends, they do the unthinkable because they don't want you to think that they're responsible for it, but these are the people that are proposing the unthinkable, which shows you they're showing you who they are. Matthew 7:16. Doesn't get any more clear than that. An apple tree bears fruit. And what kind of fruit? Apples. An orange tree. Oranges. Corrupt politicians. Corruption. You know, when it comes to the devil, the apple doesn't fall too far from his tree neither, if we're paying attention. I just highlighted the fact that there's going to be retribution for abortion, like it or not. And rightfully so, if you're on the Lord's side. Scalia said the Constitution contains no right to abortion. It doesn't. And yet you're hearing politician after politician telling you that they have a constitutional right, which cannot be changed. Baloney. God never gave them the right to violate his law. You don't have a right. You're a transgressor. Hey, what does the devil come to do? Steal, kill, and destroy? What are they advocating for? Murder. Just like their father. Right? And keep in mind, when you look at the Declaration, it says that we have a right to life from God, liberty from God, and the pursuit of happiness. And that includes the babies in the mother's womb. Common sense. This is unthinkable that this generation gives a green light to what their parents would have never in a million years given way to. Oh my goodness. What one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. And it's exactly what is in fact happening today. Well, secondly, I was just in Michigan, as I said, doing speaking engagements, and while I was there, I noticed signs on the yards of the people throughout the state in protest of something that's being proposed by the tyrannical governor that's called Prop 3. Now, remember, this is the same governor that wears a pink hat during her photo ops that state Planned Parenthood and Make America Great Again. So she is without a doubt the eyes of the window of the soul. She is dark, dark, dark. She is a modern day Jezebel. She really is. See, these people want you to believe that the purpose of government is the right to murder, when the opposite is true. They are literally hell bent on death, and especially that of the unborn. Does this bother you? And yet you go to sleep and you think that they have your best interest in mind? Okay. Okay. Apparently Gretchen Whitmer is not considering her end. She's not. She's going headlong. Straight into hell. She's going to reap what she sows. And so are the people that tolerate her crimes against the innocent. It's called Prop 3. I want you to listen to this. This is what Gretchen Whitmer just proposed. Prop 3. Proposal 3, sponsored by Reproductive, notice the names, Reproductive Freedom for All. No, it's murder. That's what it is. Would amend the Michigan Constitution to guarantee that every individual in the state has a fundamental right to reproductive freedom. This is what happens when you take an evolutionary view of government on and you submit to it. That would include the right to make decisions about abortion, but also prenatal care, childbirth, postpartum care, contraception, sterilization, miscarriage management, and infertility care. Folks, it's all about making sure the babies get murdered. Still allow elected officials, listen carefully, still allow elected officials to prohibit or otherwise regulate abortion after a fetus reaches viability. However, the state could not prohibit any abortions that a medical professional deems necessary to protect the life or physical or mental health of the pregnant individual. 3%, folks. And this is what they're premising all of this on. All of this. Only allow the state to restrict abortion rights if the restrictions are justified by a compelling state interest achieved by the least restrictive means. Folks, you are putting yourselves in a very dangerous position. If they haven't already told you everything you need to hear for you to lawfully deal with them and impeaching them and prosecuting them, rest assured there's more to come. Rest assured. The state wants to prohibit from penalizing or prosecuting an individual based on actual potential, perceived, or alleged pregnancy outcomes, including abortion, miscarriages, and stillbirths. They are bent set on murder. They want absolute control over every abortion the state does. They want to assert parental authority in saying about your kids that they can do what they will. They can go get an abortion without permission from their parents. I'm not making this up, and we've told you this for decades now. This is a UN agenda. So in other words, the state assumes authority in all cases for abortion, as well as assuming control over the children without parental oversight. Boy, folks, this sounds just like Adolf Hitler's Germany. Exactly like Adolf Hitler's Germany. I mean, they already got the Gestapo in play. You see that being unveiled on a 24/7 basis now. Attacking the FBI's being used to attack individuals that are protesting abortion? Oh my goodness, folks. Not just one, several of them. Attacking preachers for preaching out against those that murder because it exposes them for who they are? Oh my goodness, there's the brown shirts for you. Now, the opponents argue that the proposal would also invalidate other existing abortion regulations, including parental consent. In other words, going back to overthrowing the parents and saying, we have all control. That's what they want. The amendment, say they, is not about protecting existing rights, but smuggling a radical proposal into the Constitution that would repeal or drastically alter dozens of state laws, according to Citizen Support Michigan Women and Children. This is not government. This is a death cult. I have to say that when this information was first brought up, that my response is that it was that it is nothing short of a provocation to war by attacking the life of the innocent and usurping parental rights. If that's not going to do it, Americans, what is? We can see that the American people stood down in 73 when they said it was okay to murder a baby. Oh, Lord. Lord. Again, friends, the state has no children, number one. Just think about that. They have no, again, no constitutional authority. They're assuming authority again. The state has no children. And for them to create these proposals and stand behind them shows how unqualified and purposed these murderers truly are. John 8:44. It's, if folks, again, you want resolve, you better start calling it for what it is. Again, don't get me wrong. This is murder. It's exactly what it is. This is not American government. This is a cult operating under the guise of government that is inspired by the devil himself. I mean, the only thing that they haven't done, folks, is take out Moloch and put the babies in their hands and burn them up. Right in front of your face, because this is exactly what this is. This is child sacrifice. And Americans, to those that sit back and allow this, you're accomplices to these crimes before God. Mark, hey folks, mark his word. Mark his word. Mark his word. Read Mark 11:23 when you get a moment. With that said, you know what I heard from a lot of the people concerning these proposals on private conversations? You know what the people said in that state when I was there last week? Not all of them. Some of them. You know what they said? It won't pass. They were content to say, it won't pass. I'm not making this up. I hear half-hearted people say just that. It won't pass. No wonder why the Lord curses and judges nations for not laying it to heart. Read Malachi 2:2. It won't pass. No, folks. The people of Michigan have suffered abuse after abuse under the tyrant's totalitarian regime. The criminals are protecting each other while they assail their constituents. It's exactly what they're doing. Daniel 3. Look at the hierarchy in that chapter, by the way. The people have every lawful right under heaven to right themselves of these wrongs by rounding up every one of these criminals and to begin the process of impeachment and prosecution. Lawfully. Hey, I got a question for all those folks throughout the United States of America that work in law enforcement. Why is it that you're not upholding the law? Oh, just because they're in office, does that mean that they're above rank when it comes to the Constitution? I thought that was found in Article 6, Section 2. I'm asking the question to law enforcement in the United States of America that you're supposed to uphold the Constitution. Why are you allowing these people going up the flagpole to violate their oaths and attacking the innocent? How come you're not enforcing the law? I know that there's some good sheriffs across the country that are. The governor doesn't have the authority to do this. Tim Walz in Minnesota doesn't have the authority to do this. No governor has the state or the constitutional authority to do this. Where is law enforcement? Where are they? Hey, folks, I want to tell you, it's you. You're law enforcement. And there's good people in government that are waiting for you to get your lawful game on and say enough is enough and hold them accountable for their crimes. It isn't government, folks. It's a cult.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.